CBS News. Ayatollah Khomeini broadcasts an appeal to his followers to end the turmoil and go back to work after extremists overran the American embassy. I'm Richard C. Hottolett reporting on the CBS radio network. In the tones of a leader who sees the danger of his revolution going out of control, Ayatollah Khomeini today broadcast an appeal to the nation to end strikes and to go back to work on Saturday, the day after the Muslim Sabbath. He said that the strikes, which began last October and have paralyzed Iran's oil industry, the economy, and government, have achieved their purpose. We have succeeded in throwing out the Shah, the Ayatollah said. We have achieved success in our revolution. Therefore, it is necessary for people to return to work. The Ayatollah's appeal followed what may be the first overt and purposeful challenge to his authority from armed extremist groups which had helped in the revolution. At midday today, Tehran time, masked and hooded male and female guerrillas, some describing themselves as communists, stormed the American embassy in the heart of Tehran, claiming to be looking for Savak secret policemen in the embassy compound, as well as for weapons they claimed were stored there. The attackers, about 100 of them, overcame the 19 U.S. Marines on guard. They then rounded up Ambassador William Sullivan and some 140 other Americans in the large compound and held them prisoner in the ambassador's residence. At one point, several of the Americans were taken away to Tehran University, which appears to be a kind of headquarters for left-wing extremist elements. After about 3.5 hours, irregular forces loyal to Khomeini arrived at the embassy and freed the captives. They also secured the release of the American prisoners at the university. In this confusion, 3 of the original attacking extremists and an Iranian mess waiter at the embassy were killed. 2 Marines were slightly wounded. Since the attack ended, the national radio has been broadcasting appeals to stay away from the embassy, saying it is under the protection of Khomeini's revolutionary militia. More news after this.
If there's one word that describes the service you get at PIP, Postal Instant Press, that word has got to be professional. Hello, my friends and followers. This is Steve Allen to tell you why you should make PIP, Postal Instant Press, your headquarters for all your printing needs. First of all, the people at PIP are professionals. They've been trained to produce quality printing while you wait. Secondly, the pros at PIP use professional printing presses to make printed copies identical to your original. So whether you need letterheads, envelopes, price lists, reports, invitations, brochures, whatever, you always get a professional product where you see the red, white, and blue sign that says Postal Instant Press, PIP. That's why I always say PIP is printing, and your instant printer is PIP.
For quality printing, here's a tip. Always rely on your nearby PIP. They'll print it fast while you wait. Take it to PIP. The printing is great.
You'll find the PIP professional instant printer nearest you in the yellow pages under printers. That's PIP, Postal Instant Press.
President Carter is scheduled to land in Mexico City in a few minutes. He plans to be in Mexico until Friday for talks with that country's leaders. David Dow has more.
Mr. Carter will be greeted here by heavy security and a new Mexican determination to deal with the U.S. as equals. A determination backed up by the growing strategic importance of Mexico's new oil wealth. The visit will be low-key by presidential standards. Only one full-fledged public appearance is scheduled. But so are 7 hours of talks with Mexico's president, José López Portillo, who 2 years ago was Mr. Carter's first invited state visitor in Washington. Since then, relations between the two countries have been ruffled by U.S. scuttling of a deal for Mexican natural gas, U.S. attitudes toward illegal immigrants, and what is perceived here as a restrictive U.S. trade policy toward Mexican products. The U.S. would like Mexico to accelerate its oil production plans, but López Portillo is under heavy pressure here not to budge on that issue without U.S. concessions on the others. David Dow, CBS News, Mexico City.
President Carter has expressed shock and sadness at the killing of Adolf Dubs, the United States ambassador to Afghanistan. Dubs was kidnapped from his car in the Afghan capital, Kabul, by Muslim terrorists today. He died later in a shootout between the kidnappers and police. Stocks after this.
This season, Andy Cranin will suffer the miseries of a cold or flu. What will he do for relief? What his boss recommends? What his friend recommends? Or what doctors recommend? Well, for those aches and fever, what's in Bayer is what doctors recommend most. Bayer is 100% pure aspirin, nothing more. And millions use Bayer with no stomach upset. So when you get a cold or flu, remember, rest, fluids, and Bayer aspirin. For aches and fever, what's in Bayer is what doctors recommend most. Use only as directed.
Hi there. Know where you can get all the little things you need, all in one place? Your Ben Franklin store. We bring you a wide variety of brand name merchandise at prices that'll make you smile. Cards, yarn, household goods, clothes, hardware, you name it. We're the variety store with plenty of good values. The place a lot of folks stop at first.
Discover Ben Franklin. We bring variety to life.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 3.30. Volume on the big board, moderately heavy, 11,590,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stands now at 833.51. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.